hands tied behind the back, an expertly aimed shot in the neck, and the fall into a huge mass grave. These people were not killed by the Nazis. They were killed by one of the Allies, the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union was killing people in this way for many years, both before and after it joined the Allies. These victims had no memorials. They were buried in anonymous mass graves. The murderous power that killed them, and the powers that collaborated with the murderer, were never actually prepared to talk about them. The memory of millions of innocent victims was erased from history. Lenin believed in what he called the war of classes, which meant that the ultimate harmony can only be reached after certain groups of people are killed.
Initially, when communists come to power, and that doesn't matter where, let it be in Russia, in Poland, in Cuba, in Nicaragua, it doesn't matter, in China, initially they destroy about 10% of population, and that's very specific. This is used not just to kill enemies, they're not enemies, is to restructure the fabric of society. It's a social engineering. Top intellectuals, best workers, best engineers, they will kill them all. And then they will try to restructure the new society.
Hang at least 100 kulaks, execute the hostages, do it in such a way that people for hundreds of miles around will see and tremble. Lenin. In 1917, the communists seized power. Lenin now had a chance to apply Marxism to real life.
Those who resisted were shot. There were terrible massacres against resisting peasants. And again, nobody knows exactly how many people died, but we're talking about 10 million or more.
But even the most ruthless terror could not break popular resistance, particularly in the ethnic republics, where communist terror was entwined with national oppression, as it was in Ukraine. On September the 11th, 1932, Stalin wrote to his associate, Kaganovich, "The situation in Ukraine is very bad. If we don't take steps now, we may lose Ukraine." Several meetings of Stalin's inner circle resulted in a plan of action. It was an horrific plan.
In that winter, 32 to 33, all food supplies in the Ukraine were taken away. A huge cordon was created so that nobody could leave.
Initially, people didn't die. Leftover supplies of grain and vegetables kept them alive. But this was not part of Stalin's plan.
So he ordered NKVD to confiscate all grain, all food from this area. By doing that, he knew he's condemning them to death.
Картошку, свеклу, это саме капусту, соленая капуста в бочке, с бочкою. Когда забираешь, садить же нужно, нужно посадочек, никто не забирать все.
Куда было изъято продовольствие у крестьян, им еще и запретили выезжать, искать его в других местах. Купить, обменять или заработать это продовольствие.
And then the hunger began.
Thank you.
Причем в города их тоже не пускали, старались не пускать. Там стояли заградительные отряды, которые ссаживали этих умирающих, голодающих с поездов. И некоторые умирали прямо вот на вокзалах или на подъездных путях, там к Харькову, Киеву.
Ukrainians were dying torturously slowly. Children cried agonizingly for bread. Many lost their sense of fear. They went to the NKVD guarded fields to collect single ears of grain. They were shot on the spot. But most of the victims died slowly, at home. Special NKVD units raided people's homes to collect the dead bodies. They received 200 grams of bread for every dead body they delivered.
Она заходит. А хто у вас здесь помер? Давай. Ну, там до одної, значить, жінка сама лежить, опухша, як ми. Так, говорить, давай її сейчас заберем. Що і вона все одно помрет завтра, за ней ще їхати нужно буде. Сьогодні вона просить, що та я ж ще живу, я жити хочу, я в дом як.
Скинули з болота. Як стануть за мною закопувати, то я мала не ходила на кладбище, а люди такі вже дорослі ходили. Казали, земля ворушилася, як закриють цю землю.
Many were buried alive.
Это для меня место святое, потому что здесь лежат жертвы Голодомора, в том числе и мои близкие родственники, в частности, моя бабушка.
What communists did with the gold confiscated from these people? And was there any gold? What we do know is what communists did with the grain taken from them. It was exported to the West. Millions upon millions of tons. Despite the famine, the export of Ukrainian grain was increased to the maximum level. The Western media reported both on the scale and character of the famine genocide. Ukrainians were being exterminated in front of the whole world. But the world did nothing to help them. 7 million people were starved to death in the space of 1 year. Mankind has never seen a more efficient extermination program than the one in Ukraine during the winter of 1932 and 33. Strictly according to Marx's teaching, the class enemies. First, the victims were ridiculed and publicly humiliated. And then they were killed. Millions of them.
И еще можем больше разоблачить, которые остались. Никто не стесняйтесь, не бойтесь.
If the enemy does not give up, it must be exterminated.
30-е годы была заведена вся эта технология расстрелов и убийств. значит, практически каждая область, вот административная область, имела свою зону, где, значит, захоранивали этих расстрелянных.
The shooting itself was carried out in prisons. In the basements there were special shooting chambers with concrete walls and with a runnel to channel blood.
Человека вели по коридору там в красный уголок. В красном уголке последнее, значит, сличение персональных данных. Он должен был назвать свою фамилию, имя, отчество. Вот потом, значит, его выводили, заводили в эту комнату. И как только он переступал там порог, он получал выстрел в затылок из пистолета.
Yes, people were killed by a bullet in the head. We know that usually they were killed by bunches of, well, between 100 and sometimes, well, several hundreds every, well, night.
Then the corpses were loaded onto trucks, driven out of towns and buried in nearby forests and parks. This is Bakivina Forest near Kiev. The elderly people will never forget the trucks which were driving here during the night. Blood was dripping from them en route. Only after 50 years the relatives were allowed to come here. They created this memorial when monuments are trees. Each tree in this forest is banded with a scarf in memory of the innocent victims who were brutally murdered and dumped into mass graves here. Kivna, Butovo, Leningrad, Vinnytsia, Kharkov. Mass graves littered the whole country. A whole generation of children lost their parents and became homeless, or so-called bezprizonia. Millions of them were begging for bread in the streets of Soviet cities. It was an embarrassing sight, especially if foreign friends came to visit Moscow. And Stalin tackled this problem.
Stalin authorized in the middle of the 30s, because there was this problem of bezprizorni, he authorized children to be shot from the age of 12.
People were being shot day and night throughout the biggest country in the world. Stalin even got to the point of killing people by random, by quarters.
Let's say 100,000 in Tambov district. Okay, that's it. Whoever they grabbed and shot will be fulfilling quota. They wouldn't care about names. Then after the quotas were fulfilled, the local authorities would report to Stalin, to Central Committee, and asked for additional quotas.
Хрущев просил, лимит вот там, что-то ему там разрешалось, что-то 7 или 8 тысяч врагов народа. Он просил, дайте мне лимит на 17 тысяч.
An additional quota will be given, and after fulfilling, they would again ask for additional quota, and so it will go in circles. It was like mincemeat machine, you know, it was just killing and killing and killing.
Сталин, как человек, у которого весь в крови, я все это видел, его резолюции, когда пачками он подписывал, вместе с Молотовым, Ворошиловым, Кагановичем, Ждановым, это самая пятерка была инициативная. Молотов всегда добавлял, заменить 10 лет на расстрел. Пачки!